This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Peabody High head football coach Mark Betancourt. And Mark, first home game of the year coming up on this Friday night against Danvers. And how are you looking at this game?
Well, your home opener is always an exciting day for the kids, for the school, for the parents. Coming off of a week one loss makes it loom even bigger. We want to get in the win column, and we've prepared our team hard to correct the mistakes we made in week one, and we'll be looking to come out strong.
Yeah. Well, tell me about that. What kind of corrective action might you have taken this week in practice?
Some of our offensive line schemes, I think our guys were a little confused in week one. We've made some adjustments with the scheme that we're going to block with in week two, and we hope that those adjustments pay dividends in opening up some holes for our backs. Offensively, our backs had trouble finding the holes and hitting the right holes. We're running outside of the scheme. We've worked with them rigorously to help them understand the scheme and where we want them running the ball. Defensively, Danvers is a team similar to us that they like to run the ball. So we've put together a plan to try to stop them from running the ball and make them do something they don't want to do, and hopefully we can get them throwing the ball.
How similar are they to last year's Danvers team, or how different are they?
Well, they lost a couple of key components. I mean, Matt Andreas was a huge part of their offense. Dean Borders, their starting quarterback, was also a major part of their offense. But they replaced them with some real good athletes. We watched their film, and they kind of replaced what they lost with some pretty talented kids. They have a wide receiver, defensive back that's returning. That is a very, very talented player that we have to be aware of and make sure that we, put a hat on every play. And basically, Peabody and Danvers, two pretty tough towns. The rivalry has gotten bigger since we started playing them every year a few years back. And a lot of times you can throw the schemes out. The team that wants to win the most is going to get the upper hand.
Mark, if you were to look at your team and look at some of the things, I know you have a long preseason of practice. You have preseason games. Obviously, you're disappointed with the week one loss, but now you've practiced this week getting ready for this game on Friday. Where are some positive things that you see changing or evolving with this team?
Well, one of the positives is we have a lot of young kids in skill positions, and we've gotten that first game under their belt. You know, we knew that there would be some wide eyes, some deer in headlights looks, and some mistakes that would be made. They now have game one under their belt, so we're hoping that they'll play with a lot more confidence and not get rattled if something goes wrong, to be able to continue to get better. I think our strength is definitely in our veteran players. I mean, Eric DeMeo, Cam Powers, Noah Freeman, Nolan Murphy, Marcus Barker. We get some guys that contributed big time to us last year. We're hoping to get those contributions again this year and maybe even help them groom some of these young guys and get us playing better quicker.
All right, Coach, good talking with you, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Mark Betancourt. I'm Bill Newell. This is he's the head football coach at Peabody High School. This is MSO News Sports.